I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited. And this hour, we're going to really get into the full-blown bebop sound. And also, we're going to hear some kind of crossover, which shows that a lot of the swing players, the advanced players, were very comfortable playing with the boppers. We're going to start with a set of three. The first one is bebop, recorded in 1945 with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Don Byas on tenor, and Clyde Hart again on piano in 1945 in January. And then a group led by Sir Charles Thompson, taken off with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Dexter Gordon on tenor, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, 1945. And then Dexter Gordon Quartet, with Argon Thornton on piano, also in 1945. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Set of three to start off the second hour of the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me. The first one was Bebop, played by a group that consisted of Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Don Bias on tenor, Clyde Hart on piano, then Taken Off, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Dexter Gordon on tenor, and Sir Charles Thompson on piano. And then finally, Dexter's Deck, Dexter Gordon on tenor and a quartet with Argon Thornton on piano. All three of those were made in 1945. We're going to hear the Woody Herman Band that was adopting some stuff from the Boppers and also something with Red Norvo and Charlie Parker. So please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two. The first one is Epistrophe. This is the Thelonious Monk composition. And it is a Kenny Clark nonet with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Sonny Stitt on alto, and Bud Powell on piano, with John Collins on guitar, recorded in 1946. And then finally, a 1945 recording of the great Dizzy Gillespie Charlie Parker Quintet, live at Town Hall in New York City, with Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. And the tune is Groovin' High. Thank you. That was a set of two on the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. We heard Epistrophe, Monk's composition, by the Kenny Clark Nonet, with Fats Navarro on trumpet. Sonny Stitt, sounding an awful lot like Charlie Parker, and he claimed that he never heard Charlie Parker when he was young. And Bud Powell on piano in 1946. And then Groovin' High, the great Dizzy Gillespie Charlie Parker Quintet, recorded live at New York's Town Hall in 1945. We're going to hear the famous Coco recording and a couple of other things, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three. The first one is the Woody Herman Band, taking up some of the precepts of bebop in 1945 with Northwest Passage. And then Slam Slam Blues, an interesting group, Red Norvo on vibes, Dizzy on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Flip Phillips tenor, Teddy Wilson on piano, Slam Stewart bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And then finally, Salt Peanuts. Again, the Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker quintet, this time with Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. Recorded in 1945. Thank you.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
That was a set of three from the Bebop Hothouse, all recorded in 1945. The first one was Northwest Passage by the Woody Herman Band, then Slam Slam Blues with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Red Norvo, Flip Phillips, and Teddy Wilson, and then finally Salt Peanuts, the Dizzy Gillespie Charlie Parker Quintet with Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Sid Catlett on drums in 1945. We've got Confirmation and Dodo Marmorosa coming up in the third hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a set of two, one of the most famous recording dates ever in jazz, recorded for Savoy in mid-December 1945, and we're going to hear two from it. The first one is Now's the Time, and it's Charlie Parker on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Dizzy Gillespie on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums, and then Coco. And it's Parker, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet and piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. Now, Coco really is a derivation of Cherokee, as you will hear from the first take, which is edited into the take that we all know. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight. And we heard Now's the Time with the Charlie Parker Group in 1945. The same record date, Coco. And this one includes the first take, which was Cherokee. And they got stopped because the Savoy people were cheap and they didn't want to pay royalties. So Coco is basically the chord changes of Cherokee. And we have a station break, and we're going to hear another one that's in two parts. A Night in Tunisia, recorded in L.A. with a septet with Charlie Parker on alto. And the first take had this incredible break from Charlie Parker, which was never to be duplicated, and the Dial people who recorded it issued it separately. And then Un Poco Loco, a Bud Powell trio in 1951. Bud is on piano. And then Shaw Nuff, the Dizzy Gillespie Charlie Parker group that went to Billy Berg's in Hollywood. And this is the 29th of December, 1945. Dizzy on trumpet, Charlie on alto, Al Haig piano, Ray Brown bass, Stan Levy on drums. And that was a very famous engagement which brought bebop to the West Coast. And we'll hear more West Coast bebop in the third hour, right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
Dennis Owsley, and that set of three closes the second hour of the Bebop Hothouse on Jazz Unlimited. We heard A Night in Tunisia, a Charlie Parker septet, recorded in Los Angeles in 1946 with the famous alto break for the first take. And then the Bud Powell Trio played Un Poco Loco from 1951. I went back and did some discographical research on this, and there weren't very many piano trios recordings made by the Boppers during the 45 to 48 years there. And then finally, Shaw Nuff, the Billy Berg's band, recorded for Jubilee Armed Forces Radio Service from Los Angeles, and this is the 29th of December, 1945. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Al Haig piano, Ray Brown bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Please stay tuned for the third hour and more Dizzy Gillespie from L.A. Dodo Marmarosa, and J.J. Johnson.